So good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother.
My friend Jack, whom you're getting to know quite well, says, when you're coming near the end of the race, remember it doesn't finish at the tape. You always aim beyond that tape so that you finish strongly. And I think he tells all of us stories like that to keep us in shape. And our secretary, Joyce, she's getting a bit worried, and she decided to go in for some exercise because she said she wanted to keep in shape. And I looked at her and said, Joyce, you are in shape. And she looked at me suspiciously because I normally don't say these nice things to her. And I said, well, I said, round is a shape. I got an email yesterday from a brother in Canada. When I was there recently, I asked the brothers, I said, I would like, this was a gathering of all the brothers in North America, we had about 180 of them. I said, I would like 6 brothers to volunteer for South America. And I said, and I don't want the brothers over 50. Because the people who normally volunteer are brothers over 50. I said, I want someone under 50. And yesterday I get this letter from a man, he's 40-something. And he said to me, he said in his email, I would like to put my name down for South America. I don't know any Spanish. I'm willing to learn. But I believe that my experience of God, note the words, I believe my experience of God is calling me to step out. And those words stayed with me yesterday, probably because I was preparing this bit here. It's my experience of God that's calling me forth. And everything I believe echoes with that. An experience of God draws me out. You know, how I wish that when I was starting as a young brother and going into my first mission, the first school, which was an orphanage, that I was told at that stage, each day, find out what your ministry is saying to you about God. I wish I was told that. I believe it would have given me a different slant on how to look at my life and how to live my life. Look on how your ministry is revealing God. Look for God in your ministry. Because I was so concerned about the young fellow in front of me that I think I forgot God. Brothers, we are all shaped by our history, by our tradition. It is this that gives us our identity. Ellen Rice was shaped by this too. He was born in Ireland of Catholic parents, and this brought with it a whole cultural background that he embraced and he lived. Then he belonged to a certain faith tradition, and that shaped how he thought and acted. And the same is true of Jesus of Nazareth. And you and I, at certain times in our life, if we are at all living the way we should be living, we do certain things and we say, why did I do that? I'll give you an example. I was in Delhi, principal in Delhi at this time, and this morning I noticed a woman walking outside the office. Now this was before we put up the office in what was the foyer. The office was the old little place. And I was sitting there and watched this woman. She walked up And she walked back again, as if she were plucking up enough courage to come in. And after a while, she knocked at the door, and she came in and sat down. It was the last day for paying the school fee without having an additional late fee ready to the last day that you had. So she comes in the office and she opens her bag and takes out a check and puts it in front over there. And I said, the school fees? She said, yes. I said, no, see the office down here? That's where you pay the fees. And she says, brother, she says, if you look at that check, the date on that check is 10 days from now. You know, we have run into some difficulties and I don't have the cash at this moment, but it will be there 10 days from now. That's why I want to give it to you. Now, our fee at that time was 70 rupees a month. And the late fee was 5 rupees. 70 rupees would be about €1.40. So, I don't know what happened. I looked at this woman and something happened inside me and I said, just wait a minute. And my room was just across. So I just dashed into my room over there and opened my bag and picked out 70 rupees and put it in an envelope. And I came back and I put it there and I said, look, I said, take your check. You take this money and just go and give it to that officer over there. It'll be easier for everyone. And she didn't know. She just opened the envelope and she saw the money. And then she said, half to me, half to herself, she said, you are God. No, no one ever said that to me before. But I never saw her again. Never. But that evening, when I was sitting by myself, I said, why did I do this? And then all of a sudden something popped into my head and I ran to the office and I took out the register, went to the class, got the kid's name and looked across the bit. The mother was a widow. She was a Bengali woman, a Hindu woman, but she was a widow. And whatever happened that morning, I tapped into the deepest part of our tradition. God is a protector of the widow and the orphan. And somehow, unknown to myself, I was tapping into a whole tradition. And I thought then of the passage that is in your place. Luke 7, verse 11 onwards. Jesus going to this village. And you look at it, he approached the town, a dead person. The only son of his mother, she was a widow. A large crowd gathers. The Lord saw her, his heart went out to her. He touched something deeply. Now, if like me, you come from a poor country, you see these processions all over the place. Those of you who have been working recently in Zambia will know that. You walk along the road and you see the processions, bodies being carried out. AIDS, the scourge of AIDS. You see today, it's all over the place. But this one touched Jesus. The woman was a widow. And they were all filled with awe and praised God. It's the instinctive thing is to praise God. She saw that and she said, you are God. Now whether she was addressing me, or whether in her heart she was saying, there is a God. There is a God. I'm giving you that story because I would like you yourselves to tap into your own lives and see the different times in your lives when you have responded. Responded at times almost out of character because you belong to a tradition and you're trying to live that tradition faithfully. And it's happened to you. And I believe that ministry should be, for us, a means of discovering God anew. A means of discovering this God. Like Jesus. He discovered aspects of this God that surprised him. And it will happen to us also. And I'm going to give you one or two little stories here from Edwina Gentry. Because I believe this is striking at what we are doing. What we are doing today. What we are going to do next week. It is the now. It is vitally important for us now. Edwina, who spoke to us a couple of years back, the RDS, she speaks about this one incident in her life when she befriended this street girl, this prostitute. And she decided that she would do the right thing and bring her home and clean her up and try and get her off the streets and so on. But every now and again, the girl would dash back into the streets, get drunk, take drugs, and go back into prostitution. And each time Edwina would go and bring her back, because she believed that's what a good missionary does. You'd go and bring the person back. And she did that time after time after time. It went on for a couple of years. And then one day she decided, enough. I'm only a prop for that girl. She has to learn independence. She knows where this place is. So when she got a phone call a couple of weeks later, Edwina, I'm in trouble, I'm over here. Edwina said, now, Dolores, you know where this place is. You know where we are. If you don't have money, just get into a cab and come here. But you must make the step. You must take that step. You must come. And she waited, and nothing happened. And 2 nights later, she got another call. And this time there was a man on that, on the line. And he said, Edwina Gately? And she said, yes. And he said, I'm officer so-and-so, police officer. There's a dead woman over here. She died of an overdose. But in her hand, she had your name and number. So Edwina went to collect the body. And she was furious. And she said to God, I was faithful. All along I was faithful. For 2 and 3 years I've been with this girl and I did everything possible. But you have let me down. You were supposed to look after her. You're supposed to care for her and let me know. Anyway, she decided to prepare some sort of a service for the girl and she goes into a funeral parlor and the body is there. And she waits, wondering if anyone will come. And she says, slowly, people began to walk in. Street ladies, bag women, prostitutes, pimps, pickpockets, community of sisters, a Christian brother, because there was a Christian brother working with the streets of Chicago, a priest. And slowly they came in, and as they sat over there, Edwina said, it all suddenly became clear. I was looking to save this one woman's life. And God was telling me, I'm here to form community. Where else will you get priest and prostitute, pimp and sister, sitting side by side, all thanking God for the sister that has just died, their sister who's just died. And she said, I learned that God's mission and my mission are not necessarily the same thing. And so one of the first bits I need to look at in my mission is, what am I doing in mission? Am I really looking at the kingdom? Am I really looking at the deeper values that are there? What am I looking at? Another time she says, a beautiful woman came over to the house where they were staying, Genesis House, the new beginning, start again, start afresh. And she said, Edwina, I want to get away from the streets, will you help me? And Edwina said, of course, that's what this place is here for. And she brought the woman in and tried to make her at home and so on, but she noticed that the other girls didn't like her very much. And Edwina saw this. And she said to the others, you know, you should look after her. She's the same as ourselves. And they said, no, there's something strange about her. We feel awkward in her presence. So Edwina watched her for a while and then called her and said, you haven't been honest with me, have you? And she says, no. And she says, you're a man, actually, aren't you? And she said, yes. And she said, why didn't you tell me? She said, if I told you that, would you have taken me in? And Edwina said, no, you see, because there's a place for women. And then she caught herself and suddenly realized, oh my God, here am I now, putting up walls, excluding people, trying to keep things nicely compartmentalized, and God is saying, my kingdom is for everyone. And so she learned the inclusiveness of God's reign. And it's something that we grappled with when we went to India. The whole question of the Catholics and those who are not Catholics. Who do you teach? Does religion become the line that divides people? And I need to look, what am I doing in my ministry? Who's excluded? Who's excluded? And so, brothers, I could go on and on. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to ask you to have a look at your own lives and ask yourself this question. In my ministry, what am I witnessing to? What am I witnessing to my ministry? We all have a ministry. Whether it's caring for another brother, even if it's just one brother that I'm looking after. But what is my ministry? What am I witnessing to? When we as a CLT sat down at the beginning of our term, we said, what do we want to witness to as a force? And we put down four words for ourselves. And the words we put down were, we would like to be compassionate. We would like to be collaborative. We would like to be empowering. And we want to be non-violent. And those are the words we put down to, and we struggle to try and live that. What are you witnessing to in your ministry? What values? What face of Jesus is seen through what you are doing? And I ask you, just pay special attention to it during this time. Ask God, the God that is deep inside you these days, struggling with you to be revealed more fully. Ask that God to let you see the gentleness of God, the patience of God, the tolerance of God, the non-violence of God, the inclusiveness of God. Ask God to let you see these so that they can be reflected when you leave this place. And you have this whole period of time for yourselves now.